We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to head out to the Great Northwest. I don't think he's there, but I think he's around here. But we're going to talk to Oregon head football coach. You might know him. Mario Cristobal joins us right now. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing okay. We've been talking about you this morning because when we talk about your school right now, we talk about the possibility of a guy that might be throwing the rock for you next season, maybe throwing the rock for this professional team coming up in a year or so. But that's, you know, a year away. We're still going to talk about your team right now. But what's give me a little breakdown, I know the last time we talked to you, I think I asked you this exact same thing, but Justin Herbert, your quarterback, possibly going to be a top draft pick, and the Dolphins are going to be looking for a quarterback at that point. What's the evaluation of your guy for Dolphin fans to hear to get us a little bit enthusiastic about Justin Herbert?
Well, I think everyone that knows him and, you know, people, you know, in our place and people and that are expect or waiting for the NFL draft, they got to be excited about the guy. He's definitely the best one I've been around. I mean, this guy is all of 6'6". He's 240 pounds, driven, determined, hungry, off the charts smart, can make every throw, can run the entire offense, can manage the run game, can flip protections. He can do it all. He really is that kind of a guy. He's loved by his teammates. Everyone just thinks a world of him. He's a grinder. He's what you want, man, and he's as humble as it gets. And, I mean, he's a true senior now. He hasn't played a full season yet, and this guy, sky's the limit for him. His best football's ahead of him.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated in their the most recent early mock draft has him the number one pick coming to the Dolphins. Just so fans out there, everybody seems to be locked in on Tua, but Justin Herbert, if he had come out this year, he would have possibly been the top pick. How did you keep him at Oregon? How did the sales pitch go?
Well, I mean, we had some pretty good prepared, but it was all him. I mean, I'm sitting there in the office sweating it out, going, "Man, I hope this guy comes back. He could really make the ultimate difference with our team." But sure enough, it's something he wanted. And his grandfather was a great player at Oregon, big time guy. And he just felt like there's some unfinished business. Knows he's got a great team going, and knows that the culture that we've got, that we've developed, is getting stronger and better. And he has some goals that he wants to accomplish at the college level, and he's ready to do so.
All right, Mario, we've been talking a lot down here, especially as we get closer to football season. Obviously, the University of Miami starts the season off with the Florida Gators. It's a huge game. You know how that rivalry is down here and what that's like between the two fan bases. There's a love-hate, and when I mean love-hate, I really mean a hate relationship between those two. But starting off the season with a tough game is something you're going to be doing this year as well. Auburn, kickoff weekend, and Oregon going to be matching up. No cupcake there. That's an interesting start of the season for you guys and a big test real early.
Well, you know, it's something that we feel it's time for us, you know, quite honestly. I mean, we, being the head coach now there for about 18 months, almost 20 months, we really instilled this blueprint that we felt really strongly about at the previous place I was at, and it's generated just tremendous numbers at the weight room. Much more physicality up front. We've recruited at an extremely high level. I mean, we feel it's time that we go find out. And Auburn's a great football team. Obviously, seen them a bunch of times when I was out there at Alabama with those guys. They are a physical, aggressive, talented bunch of guys. So, you know what? I think it's something that everybody wants to see. So, why not kick off the season with it and let's go find out.
Mario, obviously California represented on your roster, but you've got Deerfield Beach High represented. You got Fort Myers, Largo up near Tampa. Give us a sales pitch. You're sitting in somebody's room in South Florida, saying, come to Oregon?
Oh, I can't do that. I just got to put you on a plane. I got to put you on a plane. You got to check out Autzen Stadium. You got to check out the facilities. And it'll do for you what it did for me. It hit me right between the eyes. It's a commitment to the student athlete that's unmatched. I mean, it truly is a complete and utter just all about development, all about using resources to make the experience the best it could possibly be. And the results, both academically and athletically, have been off the charts in every sport. So it's something that, again, when you go see it, and again, you got the open invite, I'm inviting you now, you're going to be impressed.
Tremendous. I love Oregon.
Oh, yeah, of course. At that point, yeah, we're definitely coming out there at that point to come see you. Now that's the thing for me, too. You've been around recruiting since you've been in the coaching game, since you started. Whatever school you've been associated with, you've been up there as one of the top recruiters. How much has it changed in the last, I don't know, decade when it comes to facilities on campus, when it comes to that kind of stuff and not the actual football playing? I know that has to do with a lot of it. When you tell a guy you could come in and play right away, or look who you're going to be backing up for 1 year, and then this is going to be your position if you put in the work. But when it comes to facilities and campus and location, how much has that changed in the last decade for you and all the recruiters out there?
Oh, it's a big time change. I mean, it almost feels like it's a different season, right? It almost feels like there's a regular season and the playoffs and the title, and then there's a recruiting title, and rightfully so. I mean, one third of this game is talent acquisition. And I think everyone, especially parents, have realized this is that last pit stop before the real world, before real life. So they want the best possible, you know, academic support scenario. They want the best possible playing time scenario. The transfer portal has obviously made things very different and interesting in every way humanly possible. So people want almost like an insurance, so to speak, right? They want to know that their sons are going to be in a great place with great people, that people are committed to staying there and not bouncing around their careers. So it's constant change. I mean, I think change is the norm when it comes to recruiting.
Mario, what do you need when you come back to South Florida, come back to Miami for your fix? You're a local kid, grew up here, went to UM. What's the first thing you're missing when you come back to town?
Home cooking.
There ain't no doubt about it. Come on now, that's coffee. and we have our coffee maker. We do a good job with it, but there's nothing like the one that mom makes or the one over on 8th Street. You gotta have it, and God knows that we absolutely obliterate it every time we get a chance and go home with an extra suitcase full of it.
You can't get Phil Knight to build a nice Cuban restaurant for you out there in the Nike campus or something?
Now we're talking. Let's go.
I just look at that. And, of course, when you talk about Oregon, you know, Phil Knight's name comes up and Nike and this and that. And I know the last time we talked to you about it also. How much is that a plus also for you? We talked about the on-campus stuff. We talked about facilities. You talk about the cool jerseys. You talk about the team in general and the last 15 or 20 years of Oregon football being right up there at the top. But when you have a guy like that, like the buffer with the school and him, it's got to help out too, not just with you, but walking around with cool gear all the time and having a guy come to campus for the first time as a freshman, as an 18-year-old, and seeing that gear too, that's got to help as well.
Well, it certainly does. I think one of the best things that Nike has done for us, and of course Phil Knight, is that networking system. I mean, the amount of former players we have working for Nike in some way, shape, or form is off the charts. And opportunity, right? Tons of opportunity. And then, you know, the gear they provide for us is not only the coolest. I mean, let's call it, I'm a lineman, so I don't have that, like, gear swag, right? I mean, I wear, like, solid colors. I mean, I look like I'm, you know, wearing, like, an old school, like, members only stuff. But at least the guys that wear, you know, that are into gear are our players. Our coaches, it is the top of the line stuff. So it's not only great looking, it's also the most protective, the safest, the highest performance apparel that they can use. So it's a big deal, and it's a commitment, man. And I think that when you speak of Phil Knight, everything that he does is about excellence, and that's what he's designed for us and helped us build in Eugene, Oregon. And you have to walk into the place to realize why, for now, I think it's 6 years straight, it's the number one facility in the country. The thing is designed top to bottom to enhance performance at every level possible. And I think it'll blow your mind away. I really do.
How much interaction do you have with Phil Knight?
Oh, I think, I mean, every now and then. I mean, he comes to our games and whatnot, very supportive. You know, he's a guy that all of our student athletes know the story of Nike, its inception, and how it came about. So it's pretty cool, but I don't bother him. He's busy.
All right. So, you know, we talked to you about, you know, recruiting, whether it's down here in South Florida or going out to California, but you recruit all over the country for Oregon. Did I see 11 different states represented on that roster of yours? That's impressive, because I know a lot of guys go around the country and they find it what they can with the best of the best, or they go, you know, regionally to their guys and try to get it. You know how the storyline is down here in Miami, cut it off in the the middle of the state of Miami, that whole deal. But you've kind of branched out. I couldn't believe it when I saw 11 different states represented on your roster. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I think it's the world has gotten a lot smaller, right, with travel and whatnot, the ability to travel. And I think if you don't do that, I think you really limit yourself, especially with the amount of players that want to branch out. They want to leave. They want to go try something new and different. So, we have something really unique to offer. So, I feel good about going out of state and even going far away, even coming out this way, as long as someone is willing to go away from home. If guys want to go around the corner, you know, I mean, it's not for you, right? We're all the way across the world. But what we offer in terms of a career, what we offer in terms of a football experience, it's second to none. So, and you know what? That's what life is, and that's what the NFL locker room is going to be like. It's very diverse, and I like that our guys get to the opportunity to experience a very diverse locker room and a very diverse staff.
Mario, you're starting your second year, full year as Oregon's coach. How shocked are you, spending your whole time in the Southeast, that you are there? You know, it's kind of an unscripted, as many coaches, you know, careers are, a little unscripted for you to be out there.
You know, it is, but the old man was always really big on, you know, kind of laying out the map for me and that strong Cuban accent, saying, see all those lines, you know, all those lines dividing states and counties and cities. He was like, that doesn't mean a damn. You know, as long as you work hard, you're genuine and you're honest and you bring your best every day, that transcends all lines, all barriers, geographically, anything. So is it surprising? Yeah, absolutely. I never, you know, I always heard so many great things about Oregon and wanted to see it, and all of a sudden, you know, by the grace of the big man upstairs, man, I get to be the head coach, and I get to have an awesome staff and awesome players. So, it's awesome. It's kind of a pinch yourself every morning scenario, but because of that, I mean, I think you know me well enough. I'm a grind all day, all night, and get it done kind of guy. It makes you want to grind that much more. It makes you want to invest that much more.
All right, Mario, it's always good talking to you. Appreciate your time, as always. I know on the recruiting budget for all the major schools right now, it's always coming back to South Florida, and I'm sure you love having that little trip to get back down here and get a little coffee and get a little Cuban food while you're down here as well. So if you are, enjoy it. Like I always said, love having you on, and we'll bring you on as much as we can. And good luck this season. I don't see Miami on the schedule, so I could say that with any of the Miami fans getting pissed at me this morning. So good luck all season long, Mario. We'll talk to you again if Joe was here. You know, that conversation would go on for about 45 minutes, and I'd have to shut him up at one point. But you know, I love talking to you. We know bringing you on the show is always a pleasure for us.
Hey, appreciate you guys. You guys have a great one, man. Take care.
You too. That was Mario Cristobal, Oregon head football coach, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.